Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, welcome everyone to the Distraction Reviews here on Tuesday. I'm Jeremy Lambert, joined by Joseph Holbert. I hear masks are a big draw on these shows, so we both got masks on, Joseph.
Yes, we're going to do every show like this now forever. This is the roots of superstardom for Jezza and I. I can't see him. I cannot see my microphone. But I think I look pretty funny.
I mean, I think we both look good in these masks here. This is a good tag team right here. This would be a good mix-max challenge tag team. Sting and Asuka.
It's possible. With Sting, anything is possible. Jeremy, you know that better than I.
That is true. All right, I got to get out of this thing. I'm burning up in it. Yes. You've been wearing that for 10 minutes, by the way.
Yes.
I want everyone to know Joseph's dedication to this is that he wore this for 10 minutes before the show started. And I just said, you just put it on before the show starts. He's like, no, I'm putting it on now.
The eyes are in serious pain right now. The burning sensation. But I love the show. And here we are to talk about we're talking about a John Cena rap album. It doesn't get better from here, does it? That was the peak. Okay.
I think I have like face paint that wore off on me.
It's truly shades of Stang. Truly. You gotta love it. You know, I'd imagine the ratings have already dipped as soon as we took those off. People are like, oh.
Yeah, there was no reveal business. That we had that, you know, it's just our faces, our plain-ass faces, and no face paint. So people are like, oh, get out of here. I'm not watching the show anymore.
It's true. We set a bar there, and then it's like people looked at the title and was like, oh no, they're reviewing a rap album from 2005. Let's get off of this thing now before they know we're here. That's basically what happened, right? Oh, well,
pretty much.
Could be worse.
Pretty much. Guys, we appreciate you joining us in the chat. Subscribe, youtube.com/Fightful. Leave a thumbs up on the video. Tap the bell for notifications. Leave us a super chat. You leave a super chat, get your question, statement, comment read on air. We are reviewing the John Cena rap album. We used to be a movie review podcast, but now the last 2 weeks we review music. So here we are.
Be careful with that used to be. Okay, I'm not sure I'm comfortable in this new arena that we find ourselves in, but we are here and we'll do our best today, folks. I have no promises. Jeremy, I think, you know, we often call you the point god, but this feels like a case of you really needing to, like, this isn't a case of you getting me shots. You need to just run the offense and hit your shots. I don't even want cash and shoots. I'm just going to stand and watch and sort of nod every once in a while.
Can you set a screen for me at
yeah,
least? Like, okay.
I have, as you know, I've prepared a game for us to play.
Yes.
That has nothing to do with music, but does have a lot to do with John Cena. So I'm here. I'm just not, I shouldn't be expecting a lot.
I at least need your gravity. Like, run off of a couple of screens. So yeah. draw the defender away. Give me an extra step or something. Like, I at least need that.
Well, I can do JJ Redick.
Okay.
I mean, I can do the JJ sort of circle run over and over it. I think I can do that. That'd be fine.
All right.
I don't think I could do it with that mask on, though. I could do it now, probably.
That's all I ask. The John Cena rap album. I'm gonna get this out of the way, folks. I told you, I promised you a hot take. I don't know how hot it is. I didn't care for this album. I didn't. I think people expected me to really enjoy it as a kid. I think I enjoyed it. 15 years later, this came out in 2005. 15 years later, listening to it back today and yesterday, it's not that good, Joseph. It's not that good.
I've listened to this once. And when I say, I mean in my whole life, I've listened to this once, okay? And my honest thoughts throughout it was, there is no way Jeremy's going to pretend this is good. Like, there's just no... And I kept thinking to myself, of course he will. Like, he loved Ready to Rumble, he loved John Cena. This sucks, man. Like, we can be honest about it. John, if you're watching, you shouldn't be. But it's just not good. I mean, we can get into, like, why it's bad. There are many reasons. But I just kept listening to it, like, why did this happen? Because it's definitely an attempt to make it a real album, isn't it? Like, it's a real album in his mind.
Yeah.
I feel.
Not even in his mind. Like, I mean, this is a real album put out by WWE, and he had real features and everything on it. This isn't like an Elias thing where it's like, oh, let's do four songs and call it an album. Like, this is a legitimate, supposed to be cohesive album for him.
Okay, so let's get the elephant in the room out of the way here. Beyond the fact that you think it's not a good album, which is obvious, of course you don't. You have a brain and this sucks, of course. However, this isn't just John Cena's album.
No.
Right? This is a... I don't even know how to explain this. Who is this guy? The trademark?
The trademark? I think he's John Cena's cousin. Like, at least that's what he... Trademark did Kurt Angle's TNA theme. Sean alerted me that he sent me a picture of, like, see, Trademark's in the ring, he's holding up Kurt Angle's hand. He was celebrating with Kurt Angle at an event one time. Trademark's like a legit, man. That was a big ordeal when he did Kurt Angle's TNA theme. People were like, how could he cheat on John Cena like that, go to TNA? Like, it was a big thing.
And because if you remember when Kurt left for TNA, his big thing was, like, guys like John Cena suck.
Yeah.
Remember this?
Yes.
That was a big diss from the trademark. Who here he is. I feel he's going to be a little bit of a punching bag here as I go through this album.
Yeah, he's the cousin. He's the cousin of John Cena.
No, he sucks. I'm sorry, the trademark. But there's some very dark moments on here, and I'll get into them. Am I sort of being clouded by the times and being unfair in saying that not only is this just bad, the production on this thing sucks, man.
There are some songs that the production I don't think is horrible, but there are other songs where, like, yeah, the production's not good. And, like, 2005, now, I don't think it's even being unfair to the times. Like, 2005, there were good songs out there that were far better produced than this. Far better. What were hits
your
in 2005? 2005 hits.
I don't know. When was College Dropout? That's a good comparison to this album. Very similar.
Yeah. Photograph by Nickelback. I mean, that's all you need to know right there.
Okay.
Real quickly, Joseph, you said last week that you like the hip-hop. Who are some of your favorite artists?
Well, I want to be clear in saying that you shouldn't come here to me as an expert. You know, I'm not a big... But I'm a Kendrick guy, Lupe. I do... The Kanye West deal was tough for me, Jeremy, because I'm not really allowed to be a fan because it makes me feel like a fool. You know, it's almost like being a fan of, like... No, I won't name any wrestlers that fit the bill. It seems like it'll be a very slippery slope. But, you know, it's tough. But I would say I was a big fan. I'm not an expert by any means. I know enough to know this is a bad album.
College Dropout was 2004. Late Registration was 2005. So
that's
there you
incredible.
Go.
An incredible kind of mirror there that we provided for this album. I don't know what I expected from this, but, like, the perception that John is actually good may be kind of... I mean, it's definitely a lie. He's definitely not actually good. This is a complete fallacy. Can we get rid of this now? We've actually listened to this now as adults.
Like, people were saying, like, oh, I want John Cena to do a second album. And I'm just like, if he does a second album now, I don't know what he'd rap about, because this album, like, he's trying to rap about like money and women, yes, you know, the, yes, almost rap cliches. Like, that's what it feels like he's rapping about, just rap cliches. And then, of course, the Chain Gang, they're the clique. I don't know if you heard that, Joseph, but the Chain Gang is the clique. He's got the song about Boston and everything. It's just the most cliche rap album, like the most cliche debut rap album you could find. I'll say this about John Cena. It's better than Enzo Amore's rap album. I'll give him that.
It would be interesting to know if there's anything in the world that Enzo does better than John Cena. Like, I would like to make this a TV show. I'm making it a pitch now. A reality TV show in which Enzo Amore seeks an activity that he believes he could beat John Cena at. I would like to see this. I'm laying it down there. Enzo, feel free to use that. I don't know which way you're going to go with it, but
you might have to sign up to his OnlyFans to pitch that to him.
Oh, that's a real thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll leave that there. Would you like to go track by track on this one, Jeremy?
We can go track by track on this.
Great. Let's go track. So, that must be said, there's a warm and fuzzy feeling to the opening here, isn't there? Because, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's his theme song. It's the time is now.
But the thing that's weird about this song is like, it's definitely crossed into a different avenue where I'm not sure it's actually music to my ears. Like, it's just a sound that I have now heard for so much of my life. But the idea of it just being a song on an album is very odd to me.
Yeah.
Am I weird on saying that, Jim? That's true, right?
I get it. Like, it doesn't feel like it should be a song on an album because, yeah, we have heard it 3 million times over the past 15 years. It's still a really good song. Like, I still rock with this song very hard. Maybe it's because, like, I compare it to other just WWE themes and not, like, a rap song, because it's so ingrained as, like, a wrestling theme and not a rap song to me. So maybe that's why I will always have a soft spot for The Time Is Now. I know all these lyrics, by the way.
It's the best thing on here, by far. The trademark says, if you've got the lyrics, then pull up, help me out. But what's the lyric where he's like, a man is defined by the things that he thinks? Like, where he does some, like you know, he talks about being,
keep
told,
going,
you know,
keep going,
seeking knowledge and the idea that that's on the opening of this album, and he goes on to have not one interesting or provoking thought on the whole thing, is extraordinary. But look, here's the truth, please. And again, it's not the way to judge it with what we're doing here. It's one of the best wrestling themes ever, right? Like, it's got to be. It's like an iconic wrestling theme. What that means, I have no clue. But that's the praise I'm giving.
I mean, when you hear those trumpets, you finished. So, or is it the horns? When you hear the horns, you finished.
Yes.
Yeah, it's horns.
Okay. Yeah, it's
dude, this song does bang though. I'm not gonna lie.
It's
this
the best song on here, right?
Yeah, it's the best song on here. John Cena's got some lines on here. My favorite line, it will always stick with me. I have no idea what it means. What is it? I have to like think of the whole lyric.
My favorite line, which I have no idea what it means, is.
I don't know what it means, but I have to think of like the whole lyrics. Your boy's so hot, you'll never catch me in the next man's sweater. I don't know what that means, but it's a fantastic line.
Yes, you're right. I mean, the issue is, if I ever hear this theme again in a wrestling context, which I'm not sure we will, to be honest, I'm there always going to dread the trademark's entry, which I never had paid attention to before. But here it is. This is as good as the album gets, isn't it, really? If we're being honest with ourselves.
I have Genius pulled up, and this is like the one song they have annotated. They don't have any annotations for In Any Weather, I'm Never Better, Your Boy's So Hot, You'll Never Catch Me in the Next Man's Sweater. They don't have anything for it. They're like, I don't know what John was saying right there.
John doesn't know, no. Man. John doesn't know. He doesn't
every time when Cena comes back now and the theme hits, I always tweet, much like John Cena, you'll never catch me in the next man's sweater. And I don't know what it means, but it pops the people.
Okay, here's a genuine question for you. Re-listening to this at this point in your life, bigger John Cena fan now, or the correct answer, you now like him less and realize it's actually bad?
I still like John Cena the same. This album, it doesn't take him down for me. I did think prior to re-listening to this album yesterday. By the way, I listened to it yesterday, and then I thought I was like judging it harsh. I was like, am I just misremembering? Like, I thought this was a good album. like, I really thought it was good. And then when I listened to it yesterday, I was like, man, this album's not that great. And so I listened to it again this morning to, like, you know, really make sure to clarify in my own head, like, is this album good or bad? And this morning was when I came to the realization, like, oh man, this just isn't that good.
That sounds like me with Alexa Bliss pay-per-view matches. Like, on the Monday morning, I'm like, maybe it's good? I don't know. Nope, not good. No, here's the thing, folks. If you're a long-time viewer of this show, you'll know that I try to keep this program as clean as I can. Would you agree, Jeremy? I do a pretty good job of that, generally speaking.
What do you mean, clean?
Well, I never know who's listening to this, where they're listening to it. I don't like to sort of, you know, be crass with my dialogue here.
Right. We know that everyone is listening. John is listening right now.
Yes, but unfortunately, there are very few options I have here as I go through the... things are about to get tough in terms of content. So if there are kids in the room listening to a John Cena album review, probably time to stop that. Because up next, we have Don't Fuck With Us, Jeremy.
Yes.
In which Trademark refines his game by fucking famous bitches. Because a man is judged by the things that he thinks.
Not clothing lines, ice, sweaters, I don't know, and minks.
Yes. They bring more drama than the Lakers roster. Yep. This is filth. This is absolute filth. And it's at this point I realise that you have doomed me with one of the worst projects we've ever had to cover. And here we are talking about
what it. What was the 2005 Lakers roster? Do you know?
Was it not like after... This is after Shaq's left, right? The first season after.
Yeah. There's a Shaq line in here, by the way. He mentions Shaq's feet. Something bigger than Shaq's feet.
He's probably referencing the Shaq Kobe
draft. I would assume so.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, at any time I get something that I understand what's going on, I sort of I'm like, yes.
There's a few basketball references.
There is
on this album.
There's one on the next song that is completely overruled by a lyric that I cannot believe made it to the album. Would you like me to get to that now, or do you have anything else you want to say?
We got a super chat from Jobber JJ who says, "I was a big Cena fan as a kid. Had this album." Man's the doctor of Thuganomics and leader of the Chang Gang. Remember Cena versus Britney Spears' boyfriend? Yeah, Kevin Federline produced a rap album as well, and we're going to be reviewing that in 2 weeks because he's technically a wrestler.
No. Okay. I have to get this out of the way. Up next, we have Flow Easy. And you can, to be clear here, I want to make sure that I have the right person on this lyric.
Right.
I believe this is Trademark's work. My notes have let me down somewhat. He says that he's a philosopher first and a rapper second.
Yeah.
And he goes on to say, and I quote, folks, "Run my mouth off like high school rumors, man, and grab microphones like pedophiles groping late bloomers."
Yep. He also has the line, "Man, I talk more shit than pro-lifers at an abortion clinic."
Listen, he was like, "All right, this is it. This is my shot. I'm not letting this one go." And meanwhile, Johnny is just like, he does like a Carmelo lyric, and he's like, "That's all I've got."
Yeah.
You know, "Wolf caught a Jordan, bro." Like, it's just, it's terrible.
He rhymes Carmelo with Jello, which is like the most basic ass Carmelo rhyme you could ever do. I was doing that in high school, Joseph. I was doing that. I think when we do rap battles at the lunch table, I had a line that was something like, "They'll take me one like LeBron, you soft like Jello, you go number three like Carmelo." Like that was off the top of the dome.
That's better.
At the lunch table in high school.
The Carmelo lyric is not one of those ones where you very much... It really puts into context just how old this is. Like, and why we're listening to it, I have no clue. Because it's like the potential. And it's like, good lord, man. What are we doing with our lives here? But I hope to get that one lyric about the NXT UK out of the way. So we've got that done.
Wow.
I didn't do nothing. Leave it. This is live, pal. Don't draw attention to it. Let me go here. I'm cooking. Here we go. Right now. Here we go. We move on to a little bit more sort of a palatable radio hit here. After we've discussed pedophilia in enough detail, we move on to John Cena effectively just like grins wide and appreciates his friends and family. I saw this music video for this on a Raw 2005 rewatch that I was doing about 20 years ago when the pandemic began. And I thought it'd be a good idea to watch old wrestling. And it sucked then. In the midst of this album, it's even worse.
You can't help but feel this one, Joseph. You can't help but feel this one.
Listen, after what I felt in the last track, I was ready to go. But okay, what have you got on this one, Jeremy? I don't know.
People tell me this is the best track on the album. I mean, you're grading on a very low curve there, and it doesn't touch My Time Is Now. Dude, he starts off with "Excuse me a minute while I lighten the mood, clap with me like the lightning do," and I was ready to check out right then and there. I was just like, what are we talking about here? I like the beat a little bit because it is kind of laid back, but once again, like, these lyrics are so bad. So bad. He doesn't say anything.
There's something to be said for it when a handful of these songs aren't as try hard in terms of like a tough guy image.
Yeah,
they are more like.
For a minute, you got to put the beat. You got to put the beef and the gats to the side, Joseph.
Yeah, exactly right. But it's just terrible. I mean, it's unfortunate because I feel we're going to be hitting the same notes. But luckily, I have a game.
All right.
Fireworks are going off here.
Is that what that is? Is that fireworks?
Yes, it is. It's just explosions going on. It's like, this game. That NXT UK joke didn't go over too well, folks. Here we go. As you know, John Cena was often known as Big Match John.
Yes.
Right? Big Match John. So I thought, okay, what can I do as a fun game that is very much divorced from this terrible album? So, I have the game for you now. Big Match or Big Bomb? Okay, I'll pause for you to consider what this game could be. It is the big four pay-per-view record of John Cena, which is as follows. 31 wins, 24 losses, 1 draw, which gives him a 55.36 win percentage, Jeremy. I will name you a professional wrestler, and you can tell me whether their win percentage is higher or lower at the big four pay-per-views. Are you ready?
Oh, my God. You, like, actually put in, like, research and
yes.
analytics into this.
Daryl Morey. Thank you.
Morey gets hired by the Sixers, and Joseph is just all in on numbers now. He's like, I gotta brush up on all these numbers. Where's the best shot coming from? What are we doing here?
His press conference, he was like, I always start with, like, championship probability. And I was just thinking, look, imagine calculating such a thing. Like, just imagine trying to... Good Lord, these people need to calm down. Anyway, okay, all right, here we go. Edge, Big Match or Big Bum? To be clear, Big Bum would suggest John has a lower percentage. Big Match means John wins.
Okay, all right. So Edge, so it's Mania, Rumble, Survivor Series, SummerSlam. Does he have a better or worse win percentage than John Cena? I feel like Edge does fairly well at Mania. I think Edge has a better win percentage.
Edge is 25-20-1, which gives him a 54%. Just 1% shy.
Wow.
Of Big Match John. What a start. It's a riveting start. We go back to the album now as we move on to Make It Loud, featuring Taz. Taz is
Taz. He is. That's noise. You know, Taz is letting you know there's some noise.
Yes. John wants it loud.
He wants to hear the noise from the crowd.
Yes, Trademark does a Roy Jones lyric, which if you hadn't figured out after they talked about Mello's potential was when you said, oh yeah, this is old.
John Cena drops a Monday Night Raw lyric.
He does. Yeah. He does. Trademark moves crowds like a bomb scare. And this closes to Cena chants, which is hilarious now because, like, you can't hear the Cena chant without the Cena star. It's so odd, isn't it? Like, to think that there was a time where people just chanted Cena's name without any kind of fighting going on. So this is harmless enough, and it has Taz on it.
It's so, again, just so basic. You mentioned some of your favorite rappers. I'm in the same boat of, like, Kendrick, Cole... Lupe.
Content guys, effectively.
Yeah, content guys. Like, Eminem's my favorite rapper of all time. And, I mean, people will complain about his content, but just lyricism. And there's just none of that on this album. And if you don't have lyricism, it's got to be production and punchlines. And there ain't none of that on this album either.
No. It's like, it's produced as though it's an album by a guy who's like got awesome lyricism, and they're just like stripping it back bare and letting him go. But he doesn't have anything. He has no punchline. He has nothing interesting to say. So therefore, you're just left with a nothing hour of your life wasted down the drain. Just another day up next, Jeremy.
This, look, they tried. I'm going to give them some credit for really trying on this song, because they tried to do... Yeah. They tried to put some content in here of John Cena being a big star, how is life with your big star and everything, and Trademark being a nobody and not being able to stand out, you know, being the cousin of John Cena. This was their guilty conscience attempt here, and it still sucked.
John talks about vets saying that it's not his time. And what percentage of you believes that that's a shot at Triple H?
Cena was like a 8-time champion by 2005, right?
I don't know. I think...
I think he's only won it like once or twice.
Yeah, I think this is released like when he's moving to Raw. You know when he does the big triumphant switch with Batista? Whole deal?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean... This is as close as they get to like an idea of a song.
Yes.
Where they're like, let's do something here where we contrast, you know. But it really just makes John look like a dick, because it's like, give Trademark some money, dude. The guy sounds like he's living it tough out there. Like, help him out a little bit. Jesus.
No, John Cena had to work for everything he got. Like, that's the point. Is like, he was grinding.
Yeah, sure.
Trademark's got to get his grind on a little bit better.
Trademark's just terrible. Bless him. I feel bad. I don't like to do this kind of thing, but it just sucks.
We got a super chat from Throwback 27 who says, "This is awesome. Another Marky Mark and Funky Bunch rapper Cena, and it made a bigger impact on the Billboard 100. This is a wicked pissa of an album." No, Throwback. It's not a good album. It's not. Where did it end up on the Billboards? Actually,
too high. Too high where it ended up. Regardless of where it was, if it was on them, it was too high. It was too. It did pretty well, I think.
Guys, remember, you can leave a super chat, get your question, comment, statement read on air. What's the next song, Joseph?
Just Another Day.
That's what we just did. We just did Another Day.
Can I read my last note? Because I know we discussed it, but it was too good and I thought I hadn't said it.
Yes.
John is living large. This is neatly contrasted with Trademark, who's a great big fucking loser. My exact note. Summer Flings. I'll continue to read my notes. This is filth. No comment. Tell me what you got.
I'm looking at what it did on the Billboard charts. It did on the Billboard 200. It peaked at number 15 on the Billboard 200. When it comes to just hip hop and R&B, it was number 10. And when it came to rap, it did number 3. Number 3 on the rap albums. Now I need to know what beat it out.
So Elias, really, in his genre of soundtracks, was really, he conquered far better than John did.
People are like, oh, you like Elias's album, but not this. Elias put out a better album, all right? Mainly because it was only 3 tracks, and all of them are fine.
That's the real thing, guys. I listened to 2 of his albums. It took me about 20 minutes. I was here for an hour for this thing. Good Lord. Okay. Oh, no, I've just seen the next one. Oh, God.
I don't have anything on Summer Flings. I don't think they have any... I'm sure they have some... They have one song that the lyrics to it are... This one's not good either. The Big Booty Chicks and all this stuff. Like, they love the white chocolate of John Cena.
Okay, you want to hear bad lyrics? Let's move on to Keep Frontin'.
Oh, is Keep Frontin'? Okay.
John says, and I quote, "I fuck like a thing with 3 dicks. Fuck a 16 teen teen, I'm just sick." Good Lord, John. You're the top baby face. You were the chosen one, man. Goodness, poor Dave Batista was out there getting moved to SmackDown. He didn't write about being a fiend with 3 dicks.
No, this difference between Cena and Batista. Batista's dick is just lore. Right? Like, we think it's big. It's a big question. Big question mark. John Cena is out here saying, "I got 3 of them, and I'm fucking with all of them." There's some more John Cena dick lyrics in this album, if that's your thing. If you want to know about John Cena's dick and how much he's fucking, that's a great album for you.
But that's the least troublesome part of it, because he then says, "Fuck a 16 teen, I'm just sick."
Okay, okay.
Stop it, John.
You're taking this the wrong way. He's talking about the bars here, 16 bars. Not an age thing here. Look, this is a poorly crafted bar. I will say that. But I understand that he's talking about lyrics, not the age of the women he is fucking with three dicks.
Believe what you want to believe. Okay. I haven't got enough. Let's just do another game. Okay, here we go. So John Cena's record was 31, 24, and 1. Again, let me reiterate, folks, for those of you keeping track at home, that gives him a 55.36% win percentage. Big match or big bum? Brock Lesnar.
Oh, Brock's got to have a better record. Brock has to.
Brock Lesnar is 21 wins, 15 losses, giving him a 58.3. All correct, right. Jeremy. You're in the clubhouse, my friend.
Yeah,
victory
I was
on the
about
ball.
To say, Brock has got to have a better record than Cena.
I would have guessed better than that.
I would have guessed, yeah. I certainly would have guessed better than that as well, but... All right.
Okay. Okay, now we have to go back to the album, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, now we've got to talk about the album some more.
Okay. We are up to... We Didn't Want You to Know. I have nothing on this. Do you know what this one is? I don't know what this is.
I have no idea. Just, okay. It's a song, dude. Like, it's... If you don't know... They're running the game, Joseph. They're running the game. Yeah. Like, that's what it is. Like... There's so much of this, like, we're just on top of the game kind of stuff. And they make, you know, allusions to rappers. You know, I think Trademark has a line, like, every rapper sucks at being optimistic. He's saying how he's going to end up. What was the line? The layoff line, laying off rappers before you get fired and stuff. They act like they are great hip-hop moguls. They're the P. Diddy of this stuff. And it's just... It's just cliche rap stuff, like just the most cliche rap stuff where you say you're the best and like only a handful of rappers can actually get away with that. John Cena and the Trademark are not two of them.
Okay. All of that is fair. I mean, I feel for you right now because you seem genuinely sad about all this.
I am. I was going into this. I was very hyped up to do even a bit, Joseph. You know me. I will do the bit if I have to. I couldn't even do a bit out of this. I was so beat down by this album. I could not even go bit on it.
It's impossible because you'd have to dig so deep to find stuff that you think you can fake liking about it.
Yes.
It just wouldn't be worthwhile. It's not a worthwhile bit to play at this point.
not for bad, not bad for man. 18 tracks, 17 tracks, whatever. Elias, all right, a 3-track bit, easy. Get that out of the way. 17 tracks? I can't find 17 positive things about this album.
You can barely find one. bad man.
This is
These
fine.
These men are bad.
I don't mind this. I don't mind this one. It's fine. All right.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's so weird when Cena does the like he does the actual hip hop deal when he puffs his chest out. It's like, damn,
yes.
If only you knew where you'd be. Like, and God bless him. He was great, but he just wasn't this guy, right? It's odd, but yeah, it's fine.
The genius annotation on this says, one of the filler tracks on Big Match John's LP.
I love the idea that there's, like, just a handful of filler tracks, but the rest of it, you can't miss the... Bad, bad, man, you can skip over. You won't miss the narrative that's going along here, the concept at hand. But yeah, this is tough, man. This is really tough, folks.
Everything...
But by the way, go ahead.
Everything John Cena is spitting is strong. Don't fuck with John Cena. He's a bad, bad man.
He is. He's a bad, bad man. And up next is Running Game.
I don't even remember this song.
Trademark tells us he is a clingy chick's nightmare. These guys are real cool, Jeremy. If you hadn't realised by now, these guys are very, very cool. And they are living life. Even though Trademark has no money, John won't give him any. These guys are very cool, let me tell you.
Somebody, Xanathus, hopefully I said that right, says, just want to request that someday you fellows review the Kenny Omega film, Sissy Boy Slap Party. Actual movie, I swear, only 13 minutes on YouTube. Look, a 13-minute film review? We're there. Easy. We can easily do this one. We're reviewing, like, hour-and-a-half movies and rap albums. 13 minutes? That is fine. And Sissy Boy Slap Party? I don't know what that is.
That's a real thing, yeah.
Apparently. I'm gonna assume Xanathus is not lying to us.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, I'll comment no further. That sounds fun. We'll do that. Fun. Up next is the one you mentioned earlier, Jeremy, in which John, he digs deep into his soul. He goes back to his roots, right? We have Beantown.
Oh, God.
An homage to Boston. They talk
Wait. We gotta go back. Sorry. We gotta go back to, what was the last song? Running Game.
Running Game.
John has some lyrics on this.
Is this the Mean Gene one?
This is the one with the Mean Gene.
Okay.
You like a proctologist, you feel in my shit. There's a party in my pants, she be blowing the spot. Buck naked in the old school drop, giving me skull again. She give me free strokes, that's why I call her Mulligan. See me on TV, knows everything about me. You can't fuck with me, she can't fuck without me.
Yeah.
And if you don't think... Right. If you think she don't be loving my fangs, that's like you saying you eat at Hooters for the buffalo wangs.
Okay, here's the deal. Let's actually talk about John a little bit. So, John's delivery on this album. I don't want to give him stick for being one-dimensional, because sometimes...
Oh,
you know,
I will later on.
I'm just giving him a little bit of an extension and I'm going to get there, okay?
Okay.
Some guys have such an iconic delivery that they don't really have to play around a lot with their like vocal sort of, their tone, you know?
Yes.
John is not one of those guys.
No.
Because his go-to delivery is like really just flat and it's the only delivery he does. Am I wrong here? This is correct, right? It's so boring. It's not even just what he's saying. He doesn't even sound like he's into it, Jeremy. This is very sad. It sucks. It's just bad. I don't know what we're doing here.
I'll get to that later, because I have comments about that. But yeah,
okay.
I'll get to that.
Do you have anything on the Boston tribute track, Beantown?
I'm going to give Trademark a little bit of a credit here. Because instead of going like just, let's hype Boston and everything, Trademark takes shots at other teams. And I appreciate that. He's taking shots at the Eagles. He's taking shots at Peyton Manning, taking shots at the Steelers. Right. I appreciate that from him, instead of just saying how great Boston is. Bury the other teams as well.
Sure. I mean, that is... He'd be still listening at this point. I'm happy for him that he got that triumph here after he'd been put into a grave before it, but okay, I'll accept that. You're right, that's true. Okay. This is how we roll. Would you like to know my exact single note for this song?
No, I'll give you a note, but go ahead.
Okay. Oh man, these guys are real fucking cool. Can't wait for this album to finish so I can feel less uncool. Because these guys are so fucking cool. My whole note for this song. That's where I was at. Like, that's a real thing in my phone.
Here's my note on it. And we're going to go back to 2005, Jeremy, when he went to Best Buy with his parents to find this album, to buy it. And they were sold out. And I was very disappointed.
Oh, man.
When I did finally get this album, I saw the track list. And I'm in total wrestling mode, right? I see This Is How We Roll. I'm thinking this is like a Christian diss track or some shit. Like, I really thought Christian was going to be, like, somehow featured on this song. Wow. And he wasn't, and I was extremely disappointed.
Wow. I think you're to blame for this. You should take responsibility for that, Jeremy. There's
That's
a
fine.
Lot of
Look, I'll right. take responsibility. That's fine. Okay. I'm just telling you what was going through my head in 2005.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. I can't, you know, I can't knock your enthusiasm.
I don't even know what did they say? Oh, this is the line, the song where they said, y'all can choke on a shit sandwich with no bread. And someone alerted me that John Cena just a few days ago tweeted about shit sandwiches. So, 15-year storytelling, everybody.
Does John Cena follow you on Twitter, Jeremy?
No, I'm like the one person he doesn't follow, because apparently he follows everyone else.
Just us two.
Okay.
Our chances have never been lower than after this album.
I invited him on this podcast twice. He had a chance to come on here and defend himself, but he ignored us.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, Jeremy. Your success rate with the invites, you need to be careful, because you're starting to hurt your percentage. You know how guys...
You just gotta keep getting the shots up, Joseph.
You know when there'll be like a second on the clock and guys will do the heave, half-court heave? And some guys just won't do it. Can't hurt the percentage.
Yeah, Kevin Durant.
You need to start thinking about that. Because recently there's been a lot of half-court heaves day before showtime. And it's hurting your stock is falling
as
a result.
That's all right. That's what they are, though. They're half-court heaves. People see the shot chart and they just dismiss it. They look at, oh, when he gets in that paint, gets the mid-range going, that's automatic. The half-court heave... You know, it is what it is. But I'm Chris Paul, Joseph. Chris Paul. Chris Paul's going to take the half court heave. All right? Russell Westbrook.
Imagine Chris Paul.
Kevin Durant.
His album.
I like to look. Chris Paul was around a bunch of like 19 and 20 year olds this season. Chris Paul was doing like TikTok videos with Shea and Baisley and stuff. Yeah. And it was just fantastic content.
Chris Paul is tremendous. I do like him very much. But unfortunately, we have to talk about John Cena's album. So, how many tracks do we have left here? We have four left, right?
Yeah, we're on What Now? I don't remember this song.
Oh, my friend. Here is where another classic, like, Trademark decides that he's actually interested in, like, saying worthwhile things. So he just raps about the fact that he can do it. And here are some of the highlights. I have made notes on this one. What Now? So Trademark explains that he sees the purpose of life, and he writes rhymes to inform, not to uplift. He also then explains at the end of this track, he closes the track out with, I think the line is, I don't want to be a teacher, but I'm grateful for all that I've been taught. There's nothing here. You told me nothing. You told me, it's definitely true you don't want to be a teacher, because I have learnt nothing. You just keep telling me that you do know things and threatening to unleash them on me at some point during this album.
John Cena's opening line is, my brain is impossible to thinking philosophical. Hustle in my blood, that's the only thing that's logical.
It rules, because his Twitter now is like peak, like... inspirational quote, man, like every day.
John Cena, this is like a lyrical miracle. John Cena bar right here.
Look, I'm no lyrical miracle guy, but there's nothing on here can be deemed that. It's too low for that. Okay, back to big match or big bum. Seth freaking Rollins, the Messiah, the one glove man. Big match, big bum.
I think Cena's got a better record than Raw. They probably have an equal amount of matches, which is kind of crazy to think about. I think Cena's got a better record than Rollins.
Seth Rollins is 17 wins, 12 defeats, 58.62. Wow. You are incorrect, Jeremy. I believe that of all the guys that have been around for a while, Seth has the best record at big four pay-per-views ever. From what I could gather, I did a lot of different names to try and get good ones. Seth's record is incredible. I mean, that's higher for so many guys you think would have good records don't. They just don't at all. It's weird. But yes, there you go.
And that makes sense. I mean, the guys you would think don't have good records. Like, they'll lose on, like, the big shows and then just win every other time. And so they can make it sound like, ah, see, I lost at SummerSlam, though. So yeah, well, you won 15 matches before that. Randall just did that this year.
Randall's record. I think he had a losing record.
I believe that, actually.
Okay. Back to this. Okay,
we're on Know the Rep.
Know the Rep.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is where John refers to himself as Jay Daddy. Is that the first time he does that? Or has he done that before? Because he does it like it's a thing that's just he actually does like a. Isn't this where he does the deal? He's like, I'm not Hope. I'm Jay Daddy. It's like a Jay Z line.
Yeah, it's the J Daddy, not Hove or Jam Master. No one ever called Jay-Z or Jam Master J Daddy.
Yes, but it's the idea ever. That someone would be like 18 tracks into this abomination and be like, is this Jay-Z? What? Is this a Jay-Z, the trademark album I'm listening to?
This was the original Watch the Throne right here.
Yeah, it is. In many ways, it's actually very comparable, but there you go. Nonetheless, anything else on this one? Know the Rep.
I don't, once again, I don't know. I'm looking at some lyrics here. It's fine. Like, oh, there's a NBA line, squad known to beef up the heat, just like the Shaq trade. Yeah, get it?
Big Shaq guy, huh?
Big. John Cena
John
does
was
seem
definitely,
to...
He was one of those guys that when Shaq got moved to Boston in like 08,
He was so hyped.
He was like, man, it is a wrap. Let me tell you, we got Shaq. He can average 30 and 15. It's going to be incredible. Definitely one of those guys.
He was definitely the Shaq will just play himself into shape guy. That was the big talking point at the end of Shaq's career. Just came in like 350 pounds and everyone's just like, don't worry about it. By game 40, he's going to be in shape. He's going to play himself into shape. And then it's the playoffs and he's still 350 pounds and it's like, yeah. Oh, I don't know.
By the conference finals, that yeah. guy is going to be gone. He's going to be rim running. Know the Rep, that's that done, right? Oh, Chain Gang is the
This song sucks. This song.
It's so bad. This might be the worst one.
This is the worst song on this album. The I'm raining fire like Apache helicopters line is just so unnecessarily there and immediately takes you out. Like, if you tried to come into this song and was like, maybe this song will be okay. Like, once he just says that and it's just, like, thrown in there and it doesn't go with the beat or the flow or anything, it's just like, nope, I'm checked out on this song. This song sucks.
They do fight together, though. They do ride together. They do like to get loud together, don't they?
So, you gotta make some noise.
John Cena loves noise, doesn't he? If there's one thing I learned on this, I didn't learn much about your sort of mindset in general, but he does like things to get loud around him, it seems. That's a big part. And Taz does too. Taz says, that's noise, Taz says. It's very exciting. I have nothing else on this.
Here's some lines.
Okay, go ahead.
Y'all belly, meat, and beef, and nothing but Bologna foes. I mean, what does this mean?
There's no way you're still actually in any kind of belief that any of this stuff means anything.
Your flight been delayed, kid. You're not gonna fly. Woo! Woo! Dom DeMarco! Bang! Bang! Bang!
I have to go cut you off here because the next song is the last song. In my view, features one of the saddest sets of admissions in the history of music. I stick by that. So we move on now to If It All Ended Tomorrow, in which Trademark says, and I quote, and this is a long one, folks, stick with me. When I'm gone, this is what you'll say I was like. An arrogant fool. No, not that baddest or cool. just a big fish caught up in the shallowish pool, not a big name player. In fact, it's true. Never would have been shit without the cats he knew. He got lucky, rode the coattails of everyone's fame. Just been, okay, that's strange, but just interesting lyricism. I'll leave it there. In 2 weeks, ain't nobody gonna remember his name. Well, this is difficult because I'm pretty sure this was done with the intention that he would be proving these quotes wrong. But I'm sorry to report that as I review this on the 3rd of November 2020, I too do see trademark as an arrogant fool, not bad or cool. I also feel that he is not a big name player. In fact, it is true. And I am certain that he never would have been shit without the cats he knew. And he rode the coattails of everyone's fame. So unfortunately, trademark, this is now aged to the point where it may be the most depressing lyric ever produced on album.
In fairness to trademark, it's 15 years later. And we're talking it. About him, so...
That's fair, man. If this somehow comes... Please know, this is not personal, okay? Maybe you're good, I don't know. It seems you suck, I'm being honest. Okay? I am a nice guy, I try my best on this show. But unfortunately, this is aged very poorly. And then John, like, closes it out with a big epic verse, and he's like, I did it.
All right, so here's where... Cena tells this story of somebody is knocking on his door... He's pulling the gun on him because Cena slept with his wife, and his wife is a whore. And so this guy wants to kill everybody, but he's too afraid to shoot Cena. And then Cena, after that moment, Cena is like, now I've got to live every day as if it's my last and stuff. It's sort of inspiring, right? You know, you get the gun in your face, and then you realize, you know, you're not promised tomorrow. Fine. One, it has no place on this album. I don't even know if it's true. He said so much shit on this album that, like, I don't even know if this story's true or if he's just, like, making it up to just try to add some, like, content to this album. A bigger problem is he delivers it in just the John Cena way over a terrible beat to where this story does just not go with what this beat is supposed to be. And his delivery is just, it's the John Cena to, like, I don't know how else to describe
it. So monotone.
Like, yeah, it's just, you know, there's no emotion behind it. There's no, like, there's no, like, thought of, like, man, it really could have, like, I don't connect with it. He's trying to tell this heartfelt story of, like, I almost got shot on this day. And I'm just like, yeah, all right, you know. Would have sucked. We would have lost John Cena. That sucks. But, like, you're not making me care, John. You're just not making me care.
I have realized doing this that I was really unfair to Trademark. I never even paid attention to what John was saying. He bored me so much. And, like, at least I got quotes from the trade. Because at least his stuff, like, he's delivering it in a way where I know what he's saying. It's like, I'm listening. I know what John is saying to such an extent that I am, like, treating him like he's, like, a school teacher. I'm at the back of the class, like, oh, John's at it. It's just, you know, I'm sure our audience is very frustrated with us because they probably thought this would be fun and games, and perhaps we're being too analytical, Jeremy, but it's just not good, is it? There's no sort of humour to it either. It just sucks. I don't know what we're supposed to do with this. It's just not good, unfortunately.
See, because John Cena, I don't know what he's trying to... Just listen to these lyrics, and... I think he's trying to give the impression that, like, it could have really ended, but he's, like, burying the guy in the process. And so, like, I don't feel bad for Cena, even though he's got a gun in his face. I just don't. He says, open to greet him, but the second he sees me, his eyes buckle, his voice is uneasy. It's like, all right, so the moment he sees John Cena, he's just like, oh, shit, I ain't fucking with this guy. And I don't feel bad for John right here. It's cool. I didn't even catch it at first. I check his shoulder. Homie's rocking a purse. What are we doing here, John? What are we doing?
Did you like that when you tweeted about this, did you like my reply of Total Divas Lure that I added to your mentions, Jeremy? Do you remember this?
I don't know. What happened here?
You tweeted, John Cena almost got shot. Sleeping with another man's wife, and
yes.
I tweeted.
Oh yes, yes, yes. Okay, yes.
Can we talk briefly about the Total Divas plot line, in which Dolph Ziggler, like, sort of pursued Nikki Bella, and John Cena, like, was just like, "Well, man, look, if you want to, like, sure, like, it's fine." Like, it's fine. Dolph takes good bumps. Good opening match guy. Like him a lot. Would be cool. And Nikki, that was peak reality TV film. I wanted to bring that up while we talk today's topic. But I have nothing else to say because this album sucks. I'm so sorry, everyone. I'm sorry. This couldn't be more fun. I've tried my best. Jeremy has tried his best. Jeremy didn't want to hate this album.
No.
He wanted to love this album. He wanted to be doing a bit right now in which I say it sucks, and he's like, no, it doesn't. Here's why. He knows it sucks, because it does suck. It's terrible. Okay, that's what he is.
Everyone who knows me knows I was coming into this and ready to just defend it, ready to just praise John Cena, the absolute GOAT, and I just can't. I cannot do it off of this album. And I really wanted to, John. I did. I promise you. Come on the show, defend it yourself, because I can't do it for you.
What a way of trying to get John on the show. This is... Okay, let's sort of close out our classic game here. Big match or big bum? Stone Cold Steve Austin. Big match, big bum?
Austin's record's probably hurt by the early years. Otherwise, his record's got to be pretty strong. I feel like I'm going to overthink this, but you've given two that have won. So now I'm thinking you do two that have lost. I'm going to say Cena has a better record.
They're obvious, huh? They're obvious. Okay. Stone Cold's record is 12 wins, 10 losses, and 1 draw. So that gives him just a 52%.
Yeah.
You are correct, Jeremy. I am that predictable. I have a list of like 15 names. I wanted to have something that was balanced. I was surprised that was Austin's record. He won like 3 Royal Rumbles. Because Rumble is where a lot of guys have their record destroyed.
Yeah.
Because there are all-time guys that have Rumble records of like 0-16. So I was surprised, but you're correct, yes.
We gotta rate this album, Joseph. What are we rating this?
I'm giving this a 2.
That's
it took up a lot of my day just because I had to actually, like, the thing is with a film, okay, let me explain this to the folks watching here. When I'm watching one of these terrible films, like, I can legitimately zone out for like 30 minutes and I'll miss nothing, but for the sake of content, I can't do that with the album, right? Like, I have to get something for at least 90% of the songs, even if it's just one line we can do a bit with. So I actually had to sit there and listen to this album. I was just doing nothing but listening and making notes on this album for over an hour. So for that reason, it can't get more than a 2, unfortunately.
The lowest I've given anything, from what I see, is
They Live. I believe, Jeremy.
Is it They Live? I gave They Live minus 2 stars. Firefly Funhouse was one star and 3/4. Joseph, this album. Minus 5 stars.
No!
I wanted to... I came into this wanting to love it. I came into this thinking, this is going to be great. This is going to be triumphant. Peak Lambert just, you know, praising the shit out of John Cena while Joseph is just like, what are we doing? Contemplating all of his life choices of being on this pie. I'm having this big celebration of why John Cena is so good. And then I listened to the album. Not once! But twice, and I couldn't do it. I could not do it. Minus 5 stars.
So you are saying this is Hogan Warrior Halloween Havoc level spec? Is that what you're doing right now?
I didn't have expectations for that one, but yeah, sure.
Okay. Wow, this is sad, but I have good news. I have very good news, Jeremy, because we need to get back to our roots. We need to get back to what brought us to the dance. We need to get back to me catching shooting, you running the offense, nice steady flow, getting guys involved, open shots. For that reason, we are going to go back to our friend, the originator of this podcast, the big show, the giant, ally of the Yeti, as he stars in Knucklehead, a film that will definitely be bad.
Yes.
That will definitely be like 90 minutes, that we can definitely poke fun at and not feel bad about it, that definitely isn't an album that I have to listen to and make notes about, that stars the originator of this very podcast, Knucklehead. Are you excited?
Like, Big Show, I'm pulling up from like 30 feet, not quite half court. Big Show might be, he might be like, why not? Let's do this dumb podcast.
No, absolutely. There's no way.
I'm pulling up, like, though. I'm pulling up.
If you tweet the word knucklehead at him, he blocks you, I think. I think it's that level.
Big Show seems like he's got a sense of humor. Denise and Big Show are good friends now. He's a Swiftie. Let's see if I can use... Denise owes me one. I don't know why, but I'll just say she does.
Maybe. That's a pretty big one. That's a pretty big one you're asking.
That's the Big Show. I thought you were going Hogan. I thought you were going Hogan when you said what brought us here.
No, because we've spent so much time glorifying Hogan's terrible films, and in truth, it is the Big Show that started it all.
That's true.
Yes. Like, you know, that famous tweet of mine that made it into all those aggregated news sites in which I posted a picture of Jim Ross bleeding profusely. You know, it is what it is. It's probably going to suck, but that's what we want. We need to get back to what we do best, Jeremy. We've lost our way here. You know,
We're doing albums.
No, but I think I'm to blame because I started veering into the analyst stuff. You know, the R and all that good stuff.
I appreciate you taking the blame there.
My shooting splits dipped. Yeah, that's all.
That's all right.
But I'll be back, and next week is a big one for us. We're coming out guns blazing. I hope these fireworks are still going. Okay? We're going to be ready to go. It's going to be exciting. No more critique of the Trademark's lyrics. No more John Cena vocal delivery talk. None of it. It's done. We'll maybe go back to albums in a very long time from now, but not next week. That's all I'm saying.
No, and not the week after, because I'm not picking another album. This album broke me. I was so excited, Joseph. And
I'm imagining you like watching Raw on mute and having this album playing, like thinking, like, is it Raw that's ruining this? I'm imagining you thinking, is Raw ruining the John Cena album experience? And then this morning it all come crushing down. You're like, nope, it just sucks. What a shame.
Reminder, guys, subscribe. If you have any super chats you want to get in, we are about to wrap it up. So if you want to send us a super chat, more than generous, we appreciate that. Subscribe youtube.com/fightful. If you listen on iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. That really helps. I know we do most of our business here on YouTube, but we are on iTunes and other podcast platforms as well. Go to fightful.com. Joseph has the Eddie Kingston feature. It's out now. We're on the top page of Fightful.
The Eddie Kingston feature is out now.
Yeah, the Eddie Kingston feature is out now. That seems to be nice.
I should probably tweet the article out. I didn't know this.
If you go to Fightful.com, the first two, you got the three headers there. You got John Cena album review, Edward Kingston.
That's all. I'm very nervous about this article, I must say. There are many versions of it, many iterations, but I'm happy with the final one. If you do read it, I'll tweet it in, like, when this show ends. I'm pretty happy with it. You know, it was hard to put together because there's a lot going on in that story, but obviously it's one of my favourites. So that was fun. What else is going on? I do this podcast, apparently, with you, which, you know, at this point, what's the point in promoting it, right? They're this far in, they should listen to every episode, for just for the sake of what we've done here. I put together, like, mathematics and stuff on this show. I do this Eddie Kingston feature. Please read that. Pretend it's good. That's about it for me, right? Joe Holbert 5 on the Twitter.
Guys, all the good stuff. We're not doing any more music. Don't ask us to do any more music. I have so many people DMing me, be like, you should review this movie. I just have this running list of movies people want us to review. All right? We're only doing once a week. Do you know how many bad wrestling music albums and bad wrestling movies there are out there? It's going to take us a while to get through all this.
Yes. It sure will. I mean, a long while if I have my wife. Yes.
On a serious note, tonight is it? Yes, I'm going serious. The very break from the norm for this podcast. Tonight's election night, everybody. If you haven't voted, please go out and vote. It's very important. Maybe not more important than the voting, but just take care of yourself tonight, everybody. It's going to be an extremely, extremely long night. Do what you got to do. Get off Twitter, get off Instagram, Facebook, whatever social media platform you're on. If it's not helping you, get off of it. Turn off the news if you have to. I don't know if anything's going to be settled tonight. This thing could drag all week. But, you know, find something. Find a distraction, whatever that might be, whether video games, music, television, books. Talk with a friend. Ignore friends if your friends are... making it tougher for you. Or if you got a good friend who can make you smile until sunrise, talk to that person. Whatever it might be, just please, everyone, take care of yourself physically and mentally, because I know tonight's going to be tough, and this whole week might end up being tough.
Just quickly, Jeremy, while we do heavier topics, this is, you know, distant from that, but considering, you know, you and I are pretty outspoken on this topic, I did think, you know, in fear of being speculative, that we should mention Kylie Rae. Please don't, like, don't be a dick about the Kylie Rae thing. Like, as someone that, and again, I don't know her situation, right? But as someone that produces content on a very, very low level, so I'm very, very little of me is out in the public world, right? The level of impact it has on my mental health, I can't fathom what it's like to be a major attraction in a professional wrestling promotion. And then when you pull yourself out of the game to have people speculating and rumors and all that stuff, just handle that one a little, like, you know, with a little care. And I think, you know, both of us obviously wish her the best, whatever she's doing. She was awesome in wrestling. She'll be awesome whatever she does. All the best to Kylie Rae. I thought I'd just say that.
Yes, 100% agree. Don't know what's going on, but I hope she takes care of herself. I wish her nothing but the best. Just be kind to everyone. Be kind to each other, everyone. Like, it's, I feel like that's very simple to say, but it's really, we're not doing it enough as a country. Yeah. And I like to think everyone listening to this understands, but I don't know. Hopefully, just be kind, everyone. Take care of yourself tonight. Be kind to Kylie Rae. Be kind to the person next to you, the person on Twitter. Have some kindness, have some empathy, have some compassion for people. We'll be back on Thursday with a wrestling show. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but we're going to talk about wrestling on Thursday. Oh, big news. Jesus, bury the lead here. We're live, pals, every Thursday from now on. This was reported at like 5 minutes before we started doing this show. So the distraction will now be live every Thursday at 3 o'clock. Usually we like record at 2 or 3 and then it gets uploaded and posted at 7. Now we're going to be live weekly every Thursday at 3 o'clock PM Eastern.
Exciting times, Jeremy. It, you know, just when you think this show shouldn't have any viewers left, it appears to gain more. It's incredible. We've done well. We've been doing this show now for 11 months, right? We're starting good long.
Yeah. Oh. Jesus.
Okay. Okay. I don't know if that's good or bad. No, I think about it. But here we are. Live, join in all the fun. Give Jeremy many comments to read, because that seems like it's very stressful. But I don't have to worry about it. So do that. Grin wide and have fun, folks. Enjoy yourselves.
We do have a super chat from Ron Patel who says, check out Throwbacks Podcast, 8 p.m. Eastern, comma Jeremy. Yeah, I'm on it at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight.
You're
so
a big star.
If you,
you're a big star.
The SmackDown post show did like a bunch of numbers, all because I wore face paint, and so now I'm pretty sure I'm gonna have to wear face paint like every single Friday night.
I want to thank, because now we're just both putting ourselves over, so you've just done that. I want to thank Alex McCarthy, who had me on the he invited me to do a little deal on the Talk Sport show.
What did you do on this, by the way? Because I need to send him an angry DM over, you know, depending on what
I
you
just
did.
Sort of turned up. It was like, you know, here's Joe. And I was like, all right, lads. And I just sort of did, I pretended I wanted to talk about wrestling, I think. I can't remember what it was now. It was only on there for a bit. But I did want to say, because you're a big star, Jeremy, and people seem to know that you're so big that, like, you know, reach out to your agent or whatever. But, like, I will come on people's podcasts. I'm happy to do that. You know, I know that I come across sort of unattainable in many ways, because I sit here with the fireworks going off in my ear, but I'll do it. I'm happy to do it. So, yeah, I wanted to say that. Thanks to Alex. Thanks to everyone that watches this dumb show and all that good stuff.
Way to bury the show by calling it dumb.
It's great. It's a great show. It's just no good, you know? It's a dumb show. It's great. I enjoy it. It's fine.
I got to send McCarthy a DM because he has me on. He's like, hey, you want to do trivia? Like, no, I don't want to do trivia. I don't know any of these answers. You're on actually, like, doing a segment.
Yeah. There was like, you know, here is the smartest mind in the world, John Holbert, here he comes. They played like music for me. They played Randy Orton.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
None of that happened, but if no one finds out, then who cares, right?
I'm going to message McCarthy and just bury him.
It was informed to me that we need a theme song for this show. And
all right, if someone wants to make us, Joel Pearl, what are you doing? Make us a theme song.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Genuinely. Joel, you were very good on the show last week. And if you would like to earn approximately 2 more appearances annually, please make us a theme song for this program. That would be fun. Because I think the people, you know, there's a lot of fun and games along the way, but we need something like an epic intro, I feel, Jeremy. I don't know what that is for us.
I have no idea either, but look, if someone wants to make us a theme song, be my guest. I'm not musically talented.
We're not doing it. I'm putting out there for you, buddy.
Can ask our friends to do it, though. Thursday, we have our wrestling show, 3 p.m. Eastern, live from now on. At some point this week, possibly Friday, we will be back booking Booty Pro Wrestling. I'll let you know when that goes live, when we kind of have more information on that. I think that's everything. Friday night, the SmackDown Post show. If Edward Kingston wins on Saturday night, Joseph will be on the All Out Post show, which I will be hosting. So, you know, pull for Eddie Kingston. You get more of me, more of Joseph. That's what the world needs, right?
I may just come on. I mean, it depends, right? If that show goes as long as I think it could,
yeah.
I may not come on. Eddie could win in 10 seconds. I might not be on that. Yeah, but I'll make an appearance of some kind if something triumphant happens in the Holbert universe, so to speak. The Holbert cinematic universe that currently exists. I'll be on.
All right, everybody. We'll talk to you on Thursday. Have a good day.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.